Phil Collins, Easy Lover here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. That should be Phil Collins and Phil Bailey, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Doing that tune.
Oh, it should be, yeah.
Yeah.
You never
Phil Bailey, never going to mention even.
Never. It's mostly Phil. It's mostly Phil. It's like Wham was mostly George Michael. You just go for the, biggins. You know what I mean? Well, why give credit when you don't have to?
Anyway, Monday morning again. My God, weekends are fast.
I think they're pretty slow.
It goes Friday evening, Sunday evening. What happened?
It goes Saturday evening. Sunday evening.
What are you like?
Yeah, I just think it's very long.
Your weekends are too long.
I'm not going out.
An anomaly.
It's just very long, and then you kind of Monday comes in there. How are you, Jim? And you're like, oh, jeez, the weekend was very fast. Just can't help taking it personal, that's all I'm saying. Just can't help seeing and thinking there might be a bit of an edge there. In a very roundabout, passive-aggressive way of saying, oh, God, you again.
No. I'm only just pointing out that I do think that weekends seem to go very quickly.
Yeah, of course
compared
they do,
to
yeah.
weeks. Now, somebody might turn around and point
are
out.
Are you saying
I'll
you
tell you,
are
you tell you what, Jim. Do you know what that is? That's because weeks are 5 days long. Weekends are only 2 days long.
And you go, no, it's not.
I
have to walk with PJ.
That is not it.
And I'm saying, and I'm the one that's on the weekend, I miss you, Jim. Sending them messages, do you miss me? Do you? Are you dying for Monday? What are you going to do on Sunday? I don't know what to do when you're not hanging around in the morning, eating porridge.
Oh, my God. I tell you, I think they forgot fierce fast. I think it's an age thing. Maybe that's what's wrong. Ever since I hit this 50 business.
Well, years go past like weekends don't they?
It's like, oh my God. Yeah. Everybody slow down. Can we all just slow down? Please.
Well, someone told me that.
Some of us are hanging on.
Yeah, we're hanging on for dear life. Someone told me that it's the 20s next year. I was like, the 20s?
Yeah.
Like, that just is so.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have said that now. That's put me into a spiral.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I've got into a spiral now.
The 20s. Here's me thinking the weekend was fast. I'm living in the future. The weekend was so fast, I'm off to get propelled into the future. Now I can't get out of it.
Oh my God.
It's like, I feel like I'm in a movie. I have to try and find the DeLorean and go back to me real time.
That's, yeah, exactly.
You know?
Somebody should get us back to, I don't know.
I don't know.
The 90s.
1989. That was a nice year. Yeah. Go back there then.
Especially since we can't remember anything that's happened since.
Sometime just where the internet just popped in. Maybe 95. We could at least do a bit of research to what's going on.
That'll do. Listen, however your weekend was, fast or slow, hopefully it was a good one for you no matter what. Good sporting weekend, although, what is going on with your Dubs?
I don't know.
I say your Dubs. That's the way I've disowned them now. They've started losing
matches.
Yeah,
they're not yet. Jim's not from Dublin anymore now. Look at him, he's become an avid Wicklow supporter now.
Oh yeah, because you'd be a long time waiting for them to win a game.
Well, that's true. You do get one day out every year. Although it's not in Crow Park.
No. Down to Avoca, I suppose.
Down to Avoca, watch the local.
Or Ockram, not Avoca.
Yeah.
Down to Ockram for a day.
But the Dubs just look tired. They just don't look fit. It's just as simple as that, they're not fit.
Yeah.
I mean, think that's what it is. Like
The Monaghan thing was a bit of a, God, that's gas. Ah, well. I tell you. And then the Galway thing seemed like it was, back to normal. And now it's the Kerry thing.
And it turns out, just thankfully, the Galway lads must have been on the blat as well over the, in the off-season. Because I tell you, they really just don't look fit. And that Kerry team, I know they're young and all, but young doesn't mean much. I mean, that's one of the reasons everyone thought they'd be best. And then the young manager and the whole lot, or the new manager, you think, we should.
The five
should
in a row is under serious threat, is it?
Looks like it. They have to get the leg.
Do you know what the gas thing about this is? People of Ireland, right? For all of the slagging the PJ gets about the Dubs and all that sort of stuff, he would actually love it. He's the only person, I tell you, talk about a person who thinks that weekends are too slow, right? Which is weird in itself. He's the only person who likes his sporting games, the teams he supports, to be under pressure.
Yeah, you want to see a bit of battle.
I mean, most of us, if you support any sort of a team at all, you're absolutely delighted if they have a comfortable victory. You want to see them playing the beautiful game and doing whatever. If you're 4-0 up at halftime, fantastic.
Yeah.
But in PJ's case, no. I'd like it to go to the wire.
Yeah, you want to see. Ooh. Oh, Jesus. Oh. That's what you want to see.
Sometimes well, it looks like you might get your wish this year.
Well, yeah, but you still don't see them winning, you know what I mean? I'm all for winning by a point. But just not winning at all. Not into that.
Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way here at Classic Kids. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. Time to have a bash of the birthdays. We will get through as many of the WhatsApps. Thanks for sending them in. 087-188-0008. We will give as many shout-outs as we can through the course of the morning. But birthdays today. Righty, good to have a go. How are you feeling this week?
I'm feeling all right, I think.
You're feeling on form?
I'm feeling on form.
Right, okay. Hard to know how this batch will go. It's a mixed bunch now.
There you go. Look at
me.
You see him, like, he loves that. This is his passive-aggressive way. You're feeling good? Yeah, good. Well, I don't know if you should feel so good. I don't know if you have it in you, kid. We're going to have to see what happens here.
Right.
I'm going to give you a sneaky little uppercut.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. To make it up to you. Not that I need to make it up to you, but just to show, right, my gesture of goodwill, right?
Yeah.
First birthday is a milestone birthday, right?
Right. Oh, I know it.
And it is the... What? I haven't even told you who it is yet.
It doesn't matter. I know who it's going to be. There was only one of those birthdays in the news all week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm telling you now.
So this is a foregone conclusion.
Let me tell you what you're going to say.
Right, go on, tell me what I'm going to say.
Brad Pitt turned up. At Jennifer Aniston's birthday.
I didn't know he did that.
There you go. This was in the news. I was watching it.
Oh my God.
I was watching it.
What were you
news.
Doing watching the
and
news?
And the news scandal was maybe they're getting back together. Maybe they will. Well, I was watching it on my phone.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it was like, wait, maybe they get back together. What's this? Ooh, is it all happening? Bradgelina, could it be the thing? Oh, no, hold on. Braniston, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
You know, all of that crap.
Bradgelina, Branston pickle. The Branston pickle.
Yeah, will she see the Branston pickle again? All of this was happening.
What were they? They were Braniston. Were they Brad?
Brennifer, was that it? I don't know. I can't remember now.
I can't remember what they were.
I can't remember. Was it Brennifer?
I don't know, but Branston would have been so much better.
Branston pickle is the best one ever.
Branston, they're the cheesiest couple you've ever seen. Wow, so there's a rumour that
How did that cheesy couple end up in such a pickle, Jim?
On fire, ladies and gentlemen.
And the big deal was, it is, of course, Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
look at
that.
I feel like I should give you a bonus point for even knowing who the person was before I told you, but I won't. So, well done.
Thanks very much. That's great. You see how it's fair here? I was essentially a goalkeeper scoring in the World Cup final there.
Yeah.
And I still get only...
You actually did... Not only did you kind of foretell the age, you actually did some mind reading as to who the person was.
Yes, damn straight
That's
I did.
That's impressive.
When
That's
you said
impressive.
Landmark Bertie, it was the only one that was going to count today.
Cool abula. Right, Jennifer Aniston, 50. Good start, right? So, 3 left. And the next one could be well in your frame of reference. Footballer.
Yes.
Scouse footballer.
Oh, the smell. Sorry. Did you fart?
Steve McManaman.
Oh, your jeebers. Oh.
Ex-Liverpool, ex-Real Madrid.
Oh.
And now, of course, BT Sports.
Commentator. I don't know how good this job is. You can't even understand me.
I'm a pundit.
Oh, God. I will say he was a hell of a ball player.
Yeah.
I went to see him playing in Old Trafford when he was with Real Madrid, actually.
Really?
And he was the player of the match. And that was a game with... old Ronaldo, you know, wide Ronaldo.
Wide Ronaldo.
He was playing. Yeah, you can't say fat. You can say about a head, though. You know, the fat headed Ronaldo. Because it's not counting his full body.
Isn't that amazing? Wasn't he absolutely astonishing as a footballer for about, I don't know, what, 3 years or something? He was in his pomp or whatever it was.
Unbelievable, yeah.
And then he became unrecognisable as even a. Well, that's even somebody who could get his shorts on.
It's like, he just decided to have one cigarette and a donut and his whole body exploded. It was mad. It was absolutely mad. And we thought the haircut was the maddest thing about him.
Yeah.
Remember when you just got half his head shaved off and it's just you shave all the back and sides.
That's right,
and top.
And he just basically
and
had
give us a half moon crescent on the front.
On the front,
it was the mad.
It was the weirdest looking thing.
It was great watching all the young lads in Dublin trying to copy.
Trying to do it.
Their heads like little melons walking around.
Steve McManaman, which, I mean, to be fair, quite a compliment for Real Madrid to come in for you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know what I mean? Big time, man. To be
especially bearing in mind that, you know, the officials would have had to have gone into actual Liverpool.
I know. And brought out hired a full-time translator and everything to talk to him.
Yeah, not because of the Spanish or English, just because of the Scouse.
The Scouse, yeah. Can you tell him to kick the ball? Steven, you're a kick a ball, mate. Kick a ball, mate.
I told him.
Pardon.
I called him.
He was like, okay, Grant.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. And he said, where's he gone? He's after running away with the ball.
I told him to nick the ball. That's what he's used to.
So I've got to say, Steve McManaman is... he's 46.
Oh! Oh my God, that was close. 47. 47. We were nearly set up for a dramatic finish.
Fart, anyway.
Right, okay. What about this one? Sheryl Crow.
Oh yeah, she married a footballer, of course.
No, she didn't.
Andy Cole.
What?
And
Sheryl Crow.
Oh, Tweezy, or whatever, Versace Panani, or whatever she's called now.
Not Sheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow.
Well, whatever, that's her name before she got married, is it?
She's American. You know, all I want to do, every day is a winding road.
Yeah, but that was after she left Girls Aloud, obviously.
Oh, for God's sake. You'd probably end up getting this one right.
She's...
Sheryl Crow.
47.
57.
She is not. Jim, she's married to Andy Cole.
It was Ashley Cole for a start. And she wasn't. And it wasn't even her. But anyway.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about. If this is Sarah, right, how am I supposed to get the birthdays if he doesn't know who they are?
Right, last one.
That's a dud.
Here's your chance.
Throw that in the bin, though.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, I love Sarah Palin. She's
US
such
politician.
A nutcase.
Oh.
Oh, what
some
are that?
Legendary
quotes. McCain's Cole campaign went so bad when he got her. He could have won. He was actually on target to beat Obama that year.
Mm.
Handy enough, they
some
said.
Brilliant
because,
quotes.
Yeah, some brilliant. Oh, and then she came along and she was like, yeah, so what's the deal with Russia? Well, it's all right. I can see it from my house.
Yeah.
Remember she said that?
That's right. They asked her about her qualifications to be like for foreign sort of, you know, diplomacy and whatnot. She said, I can see Russia from my house.
And she thought the Queen was the leader of England. Remember that? Talking about talking to the government. She says, yeah, I'd like to sit down with the Queen. See what our plans are. So
she's
a figurehead. She doesn't make the decisions. She's like, she really did blow
she took a lot of
pieces.
Stick.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not so much this side of the pond, obviously, because it wasn't really our bag. But,
no,
but in the US, I mean, every comedy show, chat show,
she was just there.
Absolutely went to town.
And there's
on
a
her.
Fantastic.
She was the gift that kept on giving
she
before
was.
Trump came along.
She was, yeah. Unfortunately, Trump makes her look like she's a really good sort of figure. Yeah. makes her look a bit like Gandhi. you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the great thing about politicians. Once Donald Trump came along, they all look fantastic.
It's mad, isn't it? As soon as you think you've got a bad one, another one comes along to totally redeem them.
Yeah.
We are Palin.
They can all turn
like,
around and go, see, thought I was bad.
Yeah. We're like George Bush, Palin, Trump, who's next? Literally a reincarnated Mussolini or something like that.
Scary stuff.
Right, what age is she though? That's a tough one. I'm going to say she's like 64.
55.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong person. Sarah Palin didn't sing in Girls Aloud, by any chance.
Now you're up to date on your station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. 6:33. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. Good morning.
Good weekend?
Not too bad at all, yeah.
Excellent. Was it a PJ Gallagher weekend that dragged and slowly ground its way, or was it like the rest of us and it was gone in the blink of an eye?
Not really. It kind of moves on fairly quickly, to be
you
honest.
You better believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't apologise for that, John. We're all in the same boat, bar PJ.
But you know the way you're... In your position, it's common, like the extra hours on a Friday, depending on how you use them, can feel like a longer weekend. But it didn't really, to be quite honest with you, because, it hit me like a ton of bricks later on that day, the old half four alarm clock and all
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, it moved on fairly quickly, to be honest, and it kind of...
It does.
You want the weekend to be more of more substance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But
yeah.
It didn't really.
You want to have something significant in there, something chunky you can refer to and live off the back of for... For about the first half
something,
of the next week.
Something meaningful in your life, you know, moving forward. If that's not overstated.
That sounds like a bit too much to take on in the weekend.
It's only the middle of February.
Hard enough getting through the weekend without having to do something meaningful as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but sometimes you do and you're kind of like, oh, what can I do? But
Are you an outdoorsy type, John, now? Would you be kind of like, mountain or?
Not at this time of year anyway. God, it's bleak, isn't it? It's the longest winter in the history of civilization. It's like, today's what, the 11th of February, and it's been like a 6 year winter, you know? It's kind of one of those.
John reckons he's living through Game of Thrones here, for God's sake.
Something like that, honestly.
It's bizarre.
Darkness looms.
Yeah. Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen, and Robert Miles. 1-1 just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes to 7. Monday, 11th of February. Good to have you along, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Off the back of a decent weekend, whatever it was for you. Appreciate all of the WhatsApps and texts as well. 087-188-0008. Morning, lads. In Benidorm at the moment with my man Marie, says Gemma Pownie.
Very good.
Thank God for
time.
The app. I'd say fair play to you, Gemma. If you're in Benidorm at the moment, right, on your jollies, and the thing that's making you happy is that you still have the app to listen to Classic Kids.
I'll tell you something.
Fair play to you.
Fair play. Thanks very much for bringing us with you. Yeah. That's a big
thing. You're mad as a brush.
Mad as a brush.
Fair play to you.
Out of your marbles. You should be fast asleep in Benidorm.
Benidorm.
You should be in
Benidorm. That's where we'd all like to be. Benidorm.
Yeah, Benidorm is where most people want to be at this time. But fair play to you. Thanks very much, of course, for taking us with you.
Garda Chris is looking to get a bit of Monday motivation. He's hoping for a bit of Peter Gabriel sledgehammer. Not a bad shout.
Yeah, we'll do our best. Sledgehammer. Oh, mate, there's a man. Garda going out one listening to Sledgehammer. Everybody's in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what
Stay
I mean?
Out of Garda Chris's way.
Going to be like a sledgehammer on the road.
Yeah. Let's find out now which area of Garda Chris is in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe that's his nickname in the force. Here comes Sledgehammer Chris.
Yeah,
I tell you something. You want to stay out of here?
Because if he's in the what do you call the road one? What do they call those?
Traffic car.
Traffic car. If he's in them, he'd be dangerous, man.
Oh, he would, yeah.
Oh, you got. Cause, I mean, it's only people who were sort of too hard for the Gestapo and stuff
that get into
the
that.
Traffic car.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the old Sledgehammer here. I got done by Sledgehammer. 8 points.
Yeah. What were you doing? I was walking.
Had an open can of Diet Coke in the front of the car.
Margaret loves that Robert Miles song, 1-1. Glad you enjoyed it, Margaret. Happy Monday from Happy Cart. Happy Cart's been on again.
Yeah,
did
why
you ever
are you?
Find out what Cart's proper name is?
Yeah. What is your name, Happy Cart? Or no, you have the right to remain anonymous, of course.
Yeah.
If that is...
You went into full Garda Chris there. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to remain anonymous.
Yeah. Imagine he'll give him 2 points for driving his car too fast through a radio station.
She says it's just Cart. Cart is her name. It's as simple as that.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Right. Somebody says, PJ, wasn't it Ronaldo who had that hair, not the other Ronaldo? Says Babs and Galway. I'm not sure what that means. As in the current Ronaldo?
No, it wasn't the current. No.
It definitely wouldn't have been him.
No, it was the previous one. The Brazilian Ronaldo, yeah.
It was... what did you call him earlier? Wide Ronaldo?
Wide Ronaldo.
Wide Ronaldo.
Yeah, it looked like a sort of... He had the shape of a melon, a half a melon shaved into his head, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it definitely wasn't Cristiano Ronaldo. No way. It wouldn't be near cool enough for him.
John Heavey's pointing out that it would have been Burt Reynolds' birthday today. That's true. Spotted that. Would have been his birthday. But we don't... You see, the trouble is...
Love Burt Reynolds.
When people have passed... You know, because the birthdays, there'd be millions of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you were to include famous dead people, it'd just, my God.
And it's just a matter of time before I'd say something inappropriate. So, like, respectfully, I don't know.
JP says, Jim, on behalf of the entire Irish nation, will you kick PJ in the arse? This is basically your reference to the weekends being too long.
Oh, right. Well, I apologise for that. I didn't know I was upsetting you. I consider me arse well and truly... kicked. So, I beg your pardon.
Bishop Brennan. Derek, the butcher, has had a very early start this morning. And what else have we got? Oh, there's... Look, English Ian. Look at this. I'll tell you something. This lad's getting out of his box. Just wondering how England did in the rugby, says English Ian. Knowing that
thankfully
they
nobody
battered
was watching
France.
It. Oh, God. Why did you have to tell him that? He mightn't have known, Jim.
Yeah.
Did they batter France? Did they? They destroyed them altogether.
I didn't get to see it, but I saw a tweet with somebody saying, "How can France actually be this bad?"
Oh, wow.
So I assume it wasn't good.
I saw a great tweet. You know, our friend Niamh Maher, that used to work
here. Yeah,
she
of course.
She's gone out with an Englishman now. And she's put up a very funny Insta story yesterday because he obviously wanted to go to the local pub to watch the England-France game.
Yeah.
And apparently said to her, if we don't go now, we won't get a seat in the pub. So she put up an Instagram story of him sitting in the pub and there was no one else there. It was just him sitting in the pub on his own watching the match.
He forgot where he was momentarily. We won't get a seat. Just,
if we don't go
England,
now,
France.
We won't get a seat. And she put up this amazing photograph of him. He's the only lad sitting in the whole place.
Brilliant. Having to ask the barman to put it on.
Yeah.
Are you showing the England-France game?
Well, hold on. The cartoons are on for a reason. But I'll ask if the kids don't mind.
Yeah. We always watch cartoons on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lampar checking in. Aaron out and about checking in. Dan checking in. On Shaw, as he says himself. Bring about your school day.
Oh, there you go.
And don't know who this is. Morning, lads. Oh, it's Breeda. Morning, lads. Hope you had a great weekend. And well done again on the figure. Oh, thanks very much. Very kind of you to say that.
Pretty kind of you altogether.
And then Derek and Swords doing as usual, rubbing your nose in it.
What's he at now?
Oh, I don't know. He's been up. He's half a day work over him, and he's worked out, and he's played golf, and he's rode a bike, and he's done everything.
Don't contact the show again, you tramp.
Beautiful. That's the secret of your success, isn't it? The secret of your success is, yeah, tell it like it is. Don't contact the show again. Yeah, yeah.
You're not welcome on the show anymore. If you're going, you're going to be smug, successful, yeah, and healthy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
no something. Place for you here.
No place for you here. What an absolute gobjaw that person is. Be disgracefully bad like the rest of us.
Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7:10 on this Monday, 11th of February. Thanks for hanging out with us as always. Good to have you along, folks. Much appreciated. 087-188-0008. Already loads of people trying to get on the WhatsApp. To have a go at Who the Man, because it's Double Money Monday. It's 2001, is it?
I'll tell you now, it is 2,100, yeah.
2,100
euro on Double Money Monday, so it is. So that's a pile of cash. These are the days we really want to give it away.
Mm.
Have a listen to it on classichits.ie now, actually. And then 087-188-0008, you can WhatsApp in who you think it is.
Have a bash at it, my God. Over $2,000.
Two grand, and 100 quid just for the just for the sake
for postage
to buy a new hat with big money winner written on it. So there you go. Also, have you seen what's going on in Belfast Zoo? This is something that we've been trying to figure out. You'll know if you were listening last week that the animal revolution has started.
Oh yeah,
we had some weird stuff going on. We had the everybody was seeing all the foxes. Apparently, it's their season for a bit of.
Yeah.
So they were doing that.
I started spotting the deer on the drive down as well.
See?
Yeah.
And then there was, what was the stories though? We were doing all these stories about animals doing mad. The bees, that was it. The bees.
Oh yeah, the bees had worked out, yeah.
And
fish recognised themselves.
So in mirrors and being able
to clean
themselves.
Fish have become self-aware.
And now you have, well, of course, earlier on we had the red panda trying to escape from Belfast Zoo. That was a week ago. And now the chimps.
The red panda Ulster.
The red panda Ulster, yeah. Remember that? Getting out. Realised it wasn't summer, so we got back in. I'm having our mission, the marches. And now we have the chimpanzees. So what happened was, in Belfast Zoo, the wind, of course, was as bad as it was anywhere else in the country. Blew this branch off a tree, it fell down, and they used it as a ladder. They put it up against the wall and used it as a ladder to scale the wall and get out of their enclosure in the zoo.
My God.
So they're getting, like, now
this
we all know like, chimps
this
are
is
smart.
Like the plot of Madagascar.
It is, isn't it? It really is. So we all know chimps are smart because they're supposed to be like 99% the same as us in their DNA makeup and everything anyway. Although I know a lot of people that take her than an L cat. But anyway, in theory, right? So they got out, and then of course there's a video of it going around. So you can watch the video of it.
Right.
And they,
of them plotting their escape and actually
and of
doing
carrying
it.
Out the escape, yeah.
Oh my God.
So all the people that went to the zoo were they got well a little bit more than they bargained for. Danielle Monaghan was there with her two kids, and she said, I was petrified having the kids, and I tried not to show fear, but inside I was like, what if it attacks us or if it runs over? I don't blame her. I'd be kind of scared of, you know what I mean? You look in and you see a chimp going for a wander through the zoo. What would you say? The chimp would come up and he'd be going, where'd you get the animal nuggets? I'm like, look, I don't know. I'm just out here for a
day. Where do you get the animal nuggets?
Yeah, but he's after something, isn't he?
Maybe he's fair point.
Unless it's a Belfast chimp, he's there. Hey, which way to the Titanic Centre? I've heard it's great. And why did I go there? I don't know why I'm doing the action of smoking a cigarette as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, as if anyone could even see it.
Well, yeah. And the whole idea that the first thing a chimp would do is, where will I get a cigarette?
I'd be there. You haven't got a light for me, banana. I'm trying to smoke his banana. But there you go. Yeah, so maybe that was what they wanted to do. Get out and about, see a bit of the town. Because in fairness to them, they weren't impressed with Belfast.
Who wasn't? The chimps?
No, they didn't. They just got back into their own thing after a while. They just went for a walk around the zoo. Had a little bit of a look around. Went probably to see the red fantasy with all the fuss was about.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the little fella that got away. Hey, no wonder, hey. Some little scamp here. Just to let you know, we can all do it. We just choose to stay here.
Yeah.
And then they got back into their little enclosure and that was it. So there was no...
You see, with the chimps and stuff, you'd be kind of... You'd believe now that they could be plotting something. That
yeah,
they could
you would, yeah.
Because, I mean...
Planet of the Apes.
I was just going to say, if you've ever seen those Planet of the Apes documentaries, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
About what happened before.
Maybe that's it. Except in Planet of the Apes, you know, at the end, that's what it is. When you see your man walking up the beach And then he realises he's in the same planet, but it's the future, and it's the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
the
what it is.
In the sand, yeah.
Maybe the real end of the film is it's the Titanic Centre sticking out of a beach, and it's a monkey looking at it going, "You maniacs! Look at you, dead! You're out there sinking the Titanic a second time! Oh no!" You know?
I tell you.
Maybe that's
could be the beginning of it all.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where we're going with this.
The monkey leaders.
Well, we've got monkey leaders for years. We've just got monkeys.
I meant specifically, you know, species specific.
Ah, come here, listen, leaders. There's loads of... Well, you're still not making it any clear. Those monkeys are probably going to be the next leaders of the DUP. Aren't they? You yeah. can see them.
Yeah.
Actually,
they're two monkeys. They should put ties on them and send them in. Brexit means Brexit. We said we did it.
That's probably why they had to come out. They probably had to come out on the basis of the mess that they're making up there. They had to come out to sort... We'll sort out Brexit for you now.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe they just got out to say, talk to Arlene. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. In the revolt, in the result of a hard border, do we still get fresh bananas? Right. Back yeah. into the enclosure. We've gotten the backstop. Yeah. The banana backstop has been agreed. We're fine.
We just wanted to prove to you that a hard border won't work because we had a hard border on our enclosure and we just crossed it anyway. So, Arlene, sort it out.
Yeah, it's good for red pandas. It's not good for chimps.
Oh man,
jumpy Arlaw.
So what's left now? So what's left to escape? Well, is there anything left in Belfast Zoo, or is Belfast Zoo basically just Belfast City now because they're all wandering around the streets?
It might be, mind you, bit of action in Belfast. You ever been to Belfast? Just yeah. be dead in the weekends. Oh, so yeah. No wonder the chimps got back into the enclosure. You're bored stiff in that place.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 19 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Monday, 11th of February, and happy birthday to Max. Just had a text in from his mum saying, "Hi lads, can you please wish my son Max a happy 5th birthday? He loves the way I laugh my head off every morning with you guys. If you could play a rock song, play a rock star song for him, please." A
rock star
song. Right, interesting. A rock star song.
A rock star song.
Let's try and work
we'll
that
do
one
our
out.
Best. We'll definitely do something for you. And happy birthday very much.
Absolutely. Happy 5th birthday, Max. And Alison, thanks a million for the text in. Also, somebody's texting. You know, we were talking about the Titanic Centre.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying, "Lads, do you know that a Titanic 2 ship
yes.
is being built in China? Google it. It's following the same route as well."
That's right. I heard something about that. It was a whole lot of private investors or something that got it together. Yeah.
There's a sequel. We were talking about sequels before in the after show.
Yeah, the worst sequel ever made.
Yeah. There was the sequel to World War I.
Well, that was the worst one ever made.
Ever
definitely.
Made. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then there was, but there is Titanic 2. There's a movie called Titanic 2 made.
Yeah.
And what it's some it's
there's nobody's in it. Yeah, nobody's in
it's
it.
It's made by sci-fi.
But this is actually a the ship itself.
Yeah,
like they're actually doing the ship.
I know, amazing.
And it's going to follow the same route and everything.
See, I don't think anybody cares. No, that's the problem, isn't it? Yeah. Like it'll be one of those things. You'll get a sort of a half a page news for a day, and that'll be about the size of it.
Right.
And then they'll all be farted away into the wind. You know, people don't want the Titanic back. They just want the legend of the Titanic.
Yeah. I suppose potential advantage is, what with global warming now, should there be no icebergs left, will there?
Don't well, it makes ice. It safer anyway, I suppose.
Yeah, there'll be no icebergs around because they've all melted. Because they're all doomed!
There you go. That's nice. That's just Jim. Just draw your daily reminder that the world is fecked from Jim McCabe. Monkeys are escaping. The red panda wants out and the world is fecked altogether. Get your ticket on the Titanic or die.
You're welcome. Brandy and Monica, the boy's mine, here at Classic Hits, 21 minutes. Wait, it's Brandy's birthday today. Didn't include her in the celebrity birthday
just as well,
earlier on.
Because I haven't a rashers who she is. It would have been a very uncomfortable one.
That's why.
If you had done that to me now, to be honest.
No, I should really be. Hang on a second. Maybe I can tell you how old she is. Bear with me. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. It is. She's 40 today.
All right.
Would you have gotten that?
No, I wouldn't have had a clue. I don't even know who she is. I don't even know. Oh, wait a minute. Is it a woman? It is a woman, surely. Right, well, there you go.
Anyway, happy birthday, Brandy.
My limited knowledge when it comes to Brandy is kind of remains limited, I tell you that much.
Yeah.
In fact, my limited knowledge, I find, is more limited every day. That's the thing about doing this show. You learn a little bit about a lot, and then you understand you don't know very much
about
at all.
Anything.
So there you go, right, which leads me into... you know, there's been a lot of talk about metabolic age.
Right.
You know, since
this
Leo
is off
Varadkar.
The back of, yeah, Leo doing his thing.
Because he went on to Operation Transformation and that, and he had his televised weigh-in, and he stood on this scales, this that tells you what your metabolic age is. Apparently it sends electric pulses through your body, and it tells you more than just what you weigh. It sort of gives you a breakdown on
Oh my God.
What sort of a human you are as far as your physical makeup is, right?
Right.
So, I have to be honest.
All of that from just standing on this scale thing?
Yeah, yeah. And apparently, like, he's 40 now, right?
Right.
And apparently it said his metabolic age was 53.
Right.
And I went, whoa, that's not a great result. But to be honest, I haven't a clue, or I hadn't a clue what metabolic age meant, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what the whole sort of...
I assume younger is better.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Well, yeah. Unless...
You have the metabolic age of a 98-year-old. Hey!
Yeah, yeah. You know, or like you're for a metabolic age of a 4-year-old. You'd be like, okay, something's really wrong there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is what it is, right? So here's the breakdown of what it is. So metabolic age is based on the amount of kilocalories you're born a day before your activity, right? So compared to other people in the same age group. So muscle burns more calories than fat. So the fitter and healthier you are, the better and lower your metabolic age should be.
So this is the same as basal metabolic rate, is it? It's the same as that.
Jesus, Jim, stop asking questions. I'm giving you the basics. I'm giving you what I know. I'm giving you what I know, right? So all I know is it comes down to a higher metabolic age means you probably have unnecessary fat.
Right.
Now, if that means what you said with your fancy language over that side of the desk, then yeah, the answer is yeah. Or if it means that you're just trying to fire questions at me, make me look like a guffaw, aegis, then that's... I don't know what the answer is. Right, so
right.
There you go.
So now that's what we know. So the it's the amount of calories that you burn...
It's your kilocalories before activity.
Before activity.
Yeah, so yeah. If it's higher,
yeah.
It means you're probably...
So basically what you need to just keep you alive. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a bit of your unnecessary fat there. So you want it to be as low as you can,
yeah.
Generally speaking.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to take that test.
Ever. I'd like to take the test.
Yeah, well, of course you would. Of course you would, because you're Mr. Bloomin' Gym Bunny.
Well, that's
you're
what I
mean. Mr. All sorts.
Hold on, just because you go to the gym doesn't mean you're doing things right.
Yeah, but I mean, like you go five times a week or something.
It doesn't matter, you could be going... People go to the gym and do all kinds of stupid things. So people going into the gym, you see them all the time, they go in and they do forward rolls for a half an hour. I don't know what they're at.
Like, actually,
a friend of
saw
mine.
Saw that yesterday, to be honest.
A friend of mine, she was telling me, and you shouldn't knock anyone for going to the gym.
No,
right?
Absolutely. The whole gym fails thing. I know there's loads of videos online or whatever, and some of them, I have to confess, they are hilarious. But
yeah.
I mean, look, if you're in there, if you're trying to do your bit, brilliant. 100% behind you. Just sometimes,
just
I mean,
a bit
you
of
have
research.
To have a little.
A bit of research. A friend of mine, Joanne McNally, the comedian,
yeah.
Me she went to the gym. She said she saw this fella a few times, right?
Yeah.
He turned up to do spin class. Nothing, all unusual.
Tough class.
Now, not only did the man not have a bottle of water with him.
Right.
He was wearing a short, jeans and shoes. You know what I mean? He had jeans, short and shoes.
Oh my God.
And he wasn't from Ireland. People didn't know what to communicate with him. And the poor fella, he got on the... Yeah, on his bike and
I mean,
he did a full hour spin class.
You feel like you're on fire.
Yeah.
If you were in the nude, you'd be on fire, in
the
spin class.
The pool of sweat coming off his head apparently was unbelievable. It was all disco music.
With his jeans.
Lights flashing.
Did he assume it was a nightclub? Did he walk into the wrong place?
Well, he mustn't have, because he came back another two times.
Still wearing
the jeans and the shoes.
Shoes, jeans and a shirt.
And a shirt. And went right through the hour, flat out. And then just stood up off the bike and sort of fanned himself with the collars of his shirt, like, whoo! And walked right out into the wild again.
Out into the street, not even
went back to work.
Not even to the
whatever.
Showers or whatever.
No, just went back to work.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I think that's that's amazing.
That trumps them all.
Okay, right.
Lad rocking up in jeans and a shirt and a pair of shoes.
I'm going to take it back, actually. I said you shouldn't knock anyone for going to the gym. Okay, he's all right. He's fair game. But you do get people like some of the... Like, there's one brilliant video going around of a guy that picks up a dumbbell.
Yeah.
And he looks at it and he doesn't know what to do with it. He's there. He's sort of in too deep. And this is the sort of thing we've all probably done. He just didn't know what to do. So he just straightens his arms straight as he can and starts doing the windmill. Starts like... making his arm go around in big wide circles.
Wow.
As fast as he can, like he's trying to wind up some imaginary machine.
Maybe that guy is an exercise genius, and that's a fantastic way of exercising your shoulders or something.
Jim, unless I saw the video, Jim, he was no exercise genius.
It's like one of my favourites is the one where this guy steps into the cable machines. So obviously if somebody hasn't been in a gym or whatever, that it's basically, how would you describe it? It's like a big square frame, and there's handles on these cables either side, and you do things for your chest and your arms and all sorts of things with it. But he just held on to the things, held on to the cable things. And started doing dance kicks.
Did the can-can.
It's an absolute
part
joy to
me
watch.
Thinks, are these people just doing it for the crack, though? Because I'm half tempted to go into some gym now and start doing the can-can on the cable machine.
Start doing
just
dance
to see
kicks
the looks of it. Except I want to wear the shoes and jeans and shorts that the other lad wore.
What are you giving to
but
a kid
we should
in that
do
class?
This. We should do the metabolic age, lads. We should definitely do it, right?
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, we should do it. Why
this
not?
This is going to go horribly wrong.
And
already,
find out where we
are.
Where we're
wrong.
At. You know what I mean? Let's. I think Mike has it sussed for us there, has he? Brilliant.
Really?
We should do it.
You've already sorted it, have you?
I have an online one, lads.
Oh yeah.
Oh, an online one.
Now there are a lot of questions in it. Some I'm not too sure how you get the answer. Like, would you know your cholesterol levels?
Not at all. How the heck? No, forget
but
that.
But I think it only gives you about 5 options. It's less than or more than or whatever. I reckon we could do a bit of googling and get it. Do you know your height?
Of course, I know my height.
What about your heart condition?
Well, it's normally red.
And, I think we can work this out before the end of the show, lads.
You reckon?
Yeah, right. Okay, let's have a go then.
We'll have a pop.
Well, just a matter of interest, like this thing that Leo did, can ordinary Joe Soaps walk in anywhere and get that done?
I'll find out for you.
Like, does that machine exist in pharmacies or anything?
I'm not too sure, but the only two things we're going to struggle with here are cholesterol and blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
Oh, I know my blood pressure, actually, because I had it tested recently, remember? For me old man's willy problems.
Is it less than 110? What was that about the willy problems?
Nothing, I just had. Remember, I had a certain
issue
there.
Is there any questions about that in it at all? Or bad feet?
No. Can I just say the problem was I was going to the toilet too much and it made that sound like there was something horrendous going on. I'm all right. Thanks for the text asking me if it was all right. That never happened.
Right, okay. We'll have to suss that out. That's a possibility. Anyway, will you find out then if it's like people just walk in somewhere and, you know,
I'll
stand
find
on
out,
this machine?
Let's do it. We'll get on it. Let's get on it now.
See if we can suss
let's
that
out. Let's get Jim tested.
And by the way, and also...
But Jim needs tests for all kinds of things. It's
if
about
you
time.
Have, if you have anything that can top PJ's gym fail of somebody walking in to do a spin class in shirt, jeans and shoes, then will you let us know? Because that would be a joy.
Now please let us know.
If anybody
can
top
that. If
you've
ever made an age of yourself in the
fantastic.
Gym.
Fantastic. 087-188-0008.
Now, Who Da Man?
Classic hits.
Who Da Man? Who Da Man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here come
Who Da Man? So there you go, it's Who Da Man, and it's a whopping great €2,100 that we're trying to give you away today. Trying to give you away. Tell you something. Here's me laughing at the people in the gym. I can't even string a sentence together most of the days. But there you go, €2,100. And all for you, of course, if you can just tell us who in the name of God is this.
Man.
And you're helped along with the new clue we got from Magic Mike, which is top class.
Mm.
Top class, eh?
By the way, Magic Mike has actually physically joined us in studio for this one. Normally he's on the other side of the glass, but we're filming this. So you'll be able to see it very shortly, but we'll pop the video up or whatever, just so that everything's completely above board.
Absolutely, transparency and all that sort of stuff. You know, today...
I'm wondering, PJ, with Magic Mike coming in and deciding to film it or whatever, does he suspect a winner is afoot?
Maybe.
Maybe, lads. Never you never know.
Actually. Yeah.
You know, today is Pun Day in the UK, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it's not exactly here, but sure, we can make it that way.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Of course it's going to happen.
Who's going to play, PJ?
The pun master general himself is in the house.
Yo.
So, Gary Collins is in Dublin. He's going to play first. How are you, Gary?
How's it going? Not too bad.
What's the crack with you? Did you have a good weekend?
Very busy one. Paint in the house. Lovely.
Paint in the house? Oh, my God.
Oh, did you get it all done?
No, we just got the baby's room going, so that's it.
Oh, good stuff, that's enough. You should get around to the next one in the next few years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to do this thing in stages. Week one, buy the paint.
Yeah.
Week two.
It's that, isn't it? It's the old thing of when a man says he's going to do something, there's no need to be bothering him every year about it.
Not
like,
at
you
all.
Get there eventually.
Not every year.
Exactly.
No.
Right, Gary, let's try and give you a few quid. Who do you think it is?
I think it's the American actor Tom Skerritt.
Tom Skerritt. Which one is he now?
Skerritt. What's he been in?
He's been in loads. I kind of don't want to maybe ruin Mike's fun, but he's been in Alien and Contact and things like that.
Right.
Oh, okay.
No, it's all right. It's all right. You can say he was in Top Gun. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, he's in Top Gun.
Yeah, no, because it's important that he says Top Gun, because you think that's the top class link, don't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel the need to say no. Sorry,
God,
it's wrong.
Oh my God. Gary, you were far too kind to him.
Yeah.
Far too kind.
Playing right into his hands. Listen, Gary, have a good Monday anyway. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers. Right.
See you, Gary.
Thanks for having a go.
Right, so Dean Gorman is in Dublin as well. How are you, Dean?
How are you doing, PJ?
Not too bad at all. Did you have a good weekend yourself?
Yeah,
Oh yeah, painted as well. It must have been the weekend for.
Wow.
Oh well, there you go. See, the first paycheck came in only a week ago, so people are doing. Well, trying to clean up the damage from Christmas still, I suppose, are we?
Yeah, probably.
Were you
so.
Inside or out, Dean, doing your painting?
Inside, yeah. Hall right. Stairs and landing. Lovely job.
Hall Stairs and landing.
So you're sleeping under the stairs now to appreciate your work.
Yeah.
Right, let's try and give you a few quid, Dean. What do you think?
Hugh Hefner,
right, so. The late Hugh Hefner, of course, at this stage. Yeah. What do you reckon, Mike?
Hugh, sir, are wrong.
Oh, gee. Oh.
But, you can play again tomorrow, boy. Playboy. Come on.
Wow.
Happy Monday.
I'm glad we brought him in for this. Yeah.
On the day that celebrates puns around the world, Dean, yeah. I think he led us all down.
Pun Day Monday.
Yay!
Dean, have a good one. Take care, man. No, cheers.
Yeah, see you later, Dean. Take it easy.
Right, well done, Mike. Thanks for that.
You're glad we filmed that.
I'm glad we filmed it now. They were epic.
The pressure was too much. He's been doing great. He's been brilliant lately. The pressure was too much. Put it all on camera.
Got to him in the end. Anyway, we know what it's not. Damien Farrelly will give you another chance of winning over $2,000 later on. 20 to 5, in fact.
Yeah, 20 to 5 with Damien. It's not Tom Skerritt and it's not... who was the last one? Hugh Hefner.
Yeah,
so there you go. Have another go with Damien.
Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks a million for all the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. Joe and Tala was on since we were talking about mad stuff that you see in gyms. She said, hi lads, there's a guy that goes to my gym that wears a jacket. That makes him sweat.
Ah, for God's sake.
Like it's not a pretty sight.
It must be some sort of obviously sweating on purpose jacket.
Yeah, yeah, as opposed to just a blazer.
I mean, he must be
that
running around
be fantastic.
Looking like a wrapped baguette. Wearing, you know, you'd be.
I'd love if it was a blazer. That'd be amazing.
It would be.
It would fit perfectly with your man who wore shoes, jeans, and a shirt to a spin class.
Isn't that
actually,
mad?
On that subject, we've had. There's a guy. Richard's been on from. A health club. I don't know whether I should say the name of it in case you get him in trouble. Yeah, in case he doesn't want it out there. But anyway, two things. One is he says that their particular health club does that metabolic testing thing that you were talking about, get your metabolic age or whatever. And also, he maintains that is the gym where that happened.
Where your man, he says... turned up all the time,
yeah,
he said.
He always shows up in the shirt, slacks and shoes before and after work.
And goes first, does a spin class. And then goes in sweating.
Sweating like a lunatic.
Sweating like I'm, like someone's just...
But jeans and shoes. And
I know, but it's the sweat. I go to work. It's ringing.
Absolutely mad.
Ringing wet. And not even a bottle of water or nothing. It's a fair play. I mean, that's actually really hardcore. That lad's punishing himself for something in his past.
And it's also, just on the metabolic testing thing, somebody saying that there's loads of pharmacies apparently do that. There's a list of them on the... Operation Transformation website.
I can't find it. I'm looking at the Operation Transformation website. I can't find the list
apparently
anywhere.
There's loads of pharmacies that do it, but they only do them on certain days.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to find out
what day it is. It's about a fiver.
A fiver?
Yeah, it's 50 quid in England to get it done. And you have to have a consultation. But pharmacies in Ireland will do it for about a fiver.
That's not bad. If you have a fiver.
Yeah, because it turns out we don't. This is something I knew was coming.
Yeah.
Because it dawned on me only during the week. Nobody likes touching money anymore. Nobody does. Ireland is pulling away from being a cash society. The days of the dodgy nicks are over. More's the pity.
It's now tap and go, is it?
It's now tap and go. Everybody's on to the tap and go. So it looks like we're pulling away more and more and more from cash. We just don't want it anymore. Don't want to have it in our hands, in our pockets. Nobody feels like they need it. So there's now, survey the daytime, 6 million credit and debit cards rocking around Ireland as we speak. It's a hell of a lot, isn't
it? Wow, that's...
And it's the same level as there was at the bottom of the economic crash in 2012, I suppose. Yeah, whatever. Kind of, we're always looking for a loan of some description around those times. And at the end of that year, there were 4 million debit cards that were attributed to 2.1 million credit cards, right? So that's about the same as where we're at now.
Right,
cards
okay.
For cards. But now it's mostly debit cards. We're applying for debit cards like there's no tomorrow. We don't want to have to deal with change or cash. Everything is tap and go. Tappity-tappity-tap. And when I think of it, it's... I'm definitely one of these people. I can't tell you the last time I held cash in my hand. I wouldn't know when it happened. It must be
weeks ago. You'd always have some cash.
No, I wouldn't know. It must be weeks ago since I had any cash at all. I wouldn't. It's a month since I've touched cash, I would say.
Oh, wow. No, it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah,
what? I'd use the old tap thing a lot, the card thing a lot, but God, I'd always have some sort of... not always, but I mean...
I haven't gone to an ATM in months.
Yeah.
Months.
See, you never have to deal with the issue of buying around.
But why don't you do
it? You never buy around.
No, I do not. Me card, smarty pants. Because I'm me card. Yeah, because the last time I was in Cork, I went to Cork, and there's a great place. I like to sneak into a place called Cashman's in Cork whenever I'm there.
Right.
And even the barman.
Ironically called Cashman's.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And obviously because he started laughing at me.
And here comes the no-cashman.
Yeah, he started slagging me. Oh, another one paying with a card. He started laughing at me.
Yeah.
But I would never dawn on me to go to an ATM anymore.
Businesses would prefer no cash. Surely that's, you know, less security risk, all that sort of shenanigans.
I'm not saying Mr. Cashman's doing it, but maybe there's the odd business maybe would like to make it.
Of course. Yeah, no. See, it's obvious why
I
didn't understand the whole black market economy.
Yeah, right. Look at him. I'll tell you something. If the revenue are listening, there's change all over the floor here.
Actually, speaking of change, Magic Mike had a bit of an episode over the weekend where he almost, you know, he almost brought the place to a grinding halt.
I did, yeah. Donaghadee Forest Park went in. Who knew you had to pay into a park anymore?
Right.
Anyway, so went up and there was a barrier and a fiver in, but not only a fiver, 5 euro coins.
Who has that
anymore?
So you had to, like, was it a coin machine?
It was a coin machine.
As opposed to a bloke who just wouldn't handle paper.
It was a coin machine. You couldn't use a card. There was no one to contact.
Oh my God.
But thanks to a very nice gentleman there, I won't say exactly who it was, we were able to get in.
Oh, but we're dealing with the black market economy.
Of course, we're dealing with dodgy bits and pieces. But there you go. So I don't know. Let us know. Do you still use cash? When's the last time you went to an ATM?
You'd have some cash, Mike, wouldn't you?
Oh, do you know what I did over the weekend?
What?
I forgot to tell you this when we were talking about it. I got emergency cash.
What's that? That's just cash that you're using.
Is that just somebody else's cash?
I forgot my card.
Did you steal off somebody?
I forgot my card. Went into a cafe, ordered stuff. Really little one. Didn't have any money. So technology that it is today, I went onto my phone, into my app, and was able to get a code to get emergency cash without a card. Now it melted your heads, lads. Yeah. I
don't even understand.
We're in the future again.
How did your phone print coins?
I got cash out of a cash machine without a card. There you go. That's where we are in 2019.
Now look, you're out there upsetting them. Look at that face.
Yeah.
You're out there upsetting them now.
Oh, my brain is broken. I don't understand it at all.
Young people, Paige. It's a young people thing.
If you shake Mike's phone, you can hear the change clinking around inside it. I don't get it. I will say, though, it turns out the Germans aren't as bad as us. The Germans are now the country that has most amount of cash in their wallet per head.
Are you serious?
Roughly an average of 103.
And that's weird, because you'd kind of imagine that, especially the Germans, that they'd be ahead of the curve.
Yeah, they just kind of... They're like yourself. They like a bit of emergency money. And then Luxembourg, 102. It goes down. And then Ireland, we're down. We're about number 5 there. Yeah, number 5. 69 euro is the average cash per head.
Oh, well, here. Let's do one of our little 10-minute jobs, right? Let's do one of our little 10-minute polls and find out then what is the average amount that people carry around with them then?
Yeah, okay.
Right? What on average will you have in your wallet? What cash will you have in your wallet? On average... Most of the time.
I'm willing to bet most people don't have any cash anymore.
Don't have any, yeah. What have I got any?
What have you? Yeah, pockets full of change. You know where he was.
I do have cash.
What's that?
A few quid there.
300,000. 3 grand.
Oh, yeah. Well, just in case I need to get a coffee, all right?
Just in case I want to buy an emergency car on the way home.
Everything but the girl and missing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8:24. And thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps on our little 10-minute poll about whether cash is still king or not. And I tell you something. I know it's a mixed bag, right? I know there's a few people in there saying hate cash and all that sort of stuff. And there's not a washer in the wallet or whatever. But... I'd say the majority seem to have this little security blanket.
It does look like
liking a few quid.
I'm surprised. I'm genuinely surprised. There's a lot of people saying, it's almost all of you saying that you like to have a couple of quid in the pocket.
It seems to vary. There's somebody saying normally 20 bucks. 20 bucks? Very good. 40 to 50 quid I usually have. In the wallet, €2.60.
Sarah. That's very particular.
Brilliant.
Won't go anywhere without €2.60 exactly in our wallet.
Somebody else there, 30 to 40, 10 to 20 is my emergency stash. Minus €60, somebody's texting.
Yeah, there's another fella said he opened his wallet just to check and a bat flew out. So there you go. There's a few people like me out there.
20 and 30. And there is a couple of card onlys and, you know, somebody saying you always need cash if you've got kids. There's another one, always €20 note in there. Cash is king in Monaghan, lads.
Oh, too right it is, Tony. You love the Sterling up there, you sneaky horse, just sneaking over the ball. You the Sterling, you're mad for. Mad for.
So it looks like people still like the old safety blanket of a few bob.
Yeah, it seems like that, yeah. Lot, a few card only people. I just find that if I have cash, I spend cash. So I just burn through cash. Like, if I need something that costs a fiver, I get 20 quid out of a machine, because let's face it, you can't get a fiver or a tenner out of most machines.
Yeah.
Then the 20 quid just disappears.
Yeah.
So I don't want your cash. Stay away from me. Burning me money, smoking it away. I just prefer to have the little tippity tap. I have to think about what I'm doing. Although then you never check your balance. You never know what's in the balance either.
That's the other thing, yeah.
You're just tapping away like you're fluting around to the grand piano. And then one day the car just goes, no.
That's so probably the best
know.
Way.
So I don't know. I don't know what the crack is. But a lot of people, it does seem everybody, like most people
not
here.
Not everybody, but yeah, I'd say it's strongly in favour of people still.
It's 90% on this, but like just by this poll, I'd like to have a little bit of safety cash in the back pocket.
Yeah, just in case.
See, but I don't understand. What safety cash? Why can't, what emergency would you have that you couldn't use your card to get out of?
Yeah. Is there any sort of regular thing that doesn't take cash?
No.
Or sorry, that doesn't take card.
No,
is there any
I don't
regular
think so.
Like taxis take cards, don't they?
Well,
they can do all that.
Yeah, they hate it though. There does be a song and dance about it. Yeah, there does. Yeah, there does be a song and dance about it. So they don't even like having to break something. You know what I mean? That'll be 32 euro. There's 50. I suppose you want change.
Yeah, you got it. Roy Orbison here at Classic Hits. 19 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy birthday, Bernie. She's texted in for herself. 60 today.
Happy birthday.
Made
well done.
It, she says.
Made it. Don't, Bernie. What's wrong with you? You've loads ahead of
only
you.
Only halfway there, Bernie.
Only getting started. Yeah. 60 is the new 60, 59.
Yeah. And so also, since we're on the subject of milestone birthdays, hi PJ and Jim. Can you give a big shout out to my amazing wife, Anne, who's celebrating being 50 years young today? It's from loving hubby Mark. So Anne, happy birthday to you. Now that wasn't necessarily, you know, to mark Anne's milestone birthday.
No, it's not. It's to mark that Ireland once again wins the race. We are top on the charts once again. They've been the biggest cinema attenders, the biggest cinema goers in all of Europe. It happens all the time. We never... Oh, what a great choice of music, Jim.
Well, I couldn't find any other movie music.
No, this is fantastic. Just to actually make the point, this is a good... I'm glad you played it, right?
Right.
Because I'm really surprised. I'm really, really surprised Ireland is the number one cinema-going people. Because I really don't think there's a lot worse than going to the cinema in Ireland. I really don't. I absolutely hate it. Ireland... We beat France, Estonia, the UK, Denmark, Norway, the Netherlands, Spain. So it's not all cold countries like that have nothing else to be going on with.
Yeah, don't like being outside.
No, but we've beat them. And it's tipped to go up again. So we just keep at it. But going to the cinema, and I'm sorry if it upsets people, is one of the worst experiences if you actually want to watch a movie.
Yeah.
It's the greatest pain in the popcorn. People can't shut up.
Yeah.
You're asked one thing when you go to a cinema. Shut your face for an hour and a half. It's all, nothing more required for it. And it's never happened. I would say, honestly, every single time I've attempted to go to a cinema over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Some mouthpiece lunatic has to... And then... And nowadays, it's even worse. The phone's flashing.
Yeah.
People checking their phones. Here's a little idea for you. You don't need to check your phone if somebody didn't send you a message. Or maybe just turn it off. It's an hour and a half of your life.
I'm with you on that, actually.
It's an hour and a half. And then people who rattle sweets. George Lucas makes films. They spend a lot of money on special effects. If they needed your help, they would have called you. They don't need your help. Shut your hole. That's all you're asked to do. And nobody in an Irish cinema can seem to do it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I've been dying to see the new Rocky film, The Creed 2. Dying to see it.
But you won't put yourself through it.
Until I'm on my own in the house. Wait until the summer. Because nowadays, at night, you never know. There's things, there could be neighbours at night. When they're all out, I don't even want to hear people walking upstairs. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'll watch it eventually when I have.
And were you a big cinema goer years ago?
When I was a kid, yeah.
When you were a kid, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but then
what?
When you were a kid, you were the one, you were part of the problem.
Exactly. I was part of the situation. I was annoying as everybody else. You know what I mean? Yeah. I really don't, I just don't get it.
Because it's weird. A lot of people seem to go to the cinema without the intention of necessarily seeing the movie. They go for some sort of weird social experience of chatting to their friend. or having the grub or whatever, I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to be kind of, you know, of the mindset that I want to actually sit down and watch this movie.
I know, that's why I can never go on dates or anything. I'd be sitting there. Are you looking forward to this? Shut up. There's going to be plenty of time after for that, carry on.
Yeah.
Right? If you wanted... So,
do you like coming to this? Will you stop talking?
And then the entitlement of someone, can I have some of your popcorn? You absolutely cannot. I know there's a lot of it. I want it for me. I asked you on the way in if you wanted
one. Do you
want one? You said no. Right? You made your bed, now lie in it. Shut up and think about it for an hour and a half.
Well,
you know what I mean? I can't
absolutely deal. Impossible to believe you're single. It really is.
Oh, brilliant. I tell you. Can give us one of those jellies. No, I won't. No, I'm planning on buying you a meal later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can order whatever you want.
Exactly.
Now you want to put your dirty hands into my popcorn bowl and talk through the one thing I want to see. Do you know something? I'm out. I'm going home. I can't be dealing with it. It's the most stressful environment. It really is.
I have to say, I am actually with you on this one. The cinema thing has lost all of its appeal.
Really?
Because
does,
all that ends up happening is you're constantly distracted by people who just seem to want to do something other than watch the movie.
I know. Maybe it's just a cranky old man thing. Like, I go to a public house.
Yeah.
And I sit there and someone goes, "Hey, you PJ?" I'm like, "Oh, here we go." Jesus, I mean, it's not that way you can go for a quiet one anymore. No, everybody wants to be public in a public place. I mean, swear to God, next thing they're going to be coming over asking for a chip off your plate.
You know when you try and do the thing where you go at what you think will be a really unpopular time? So say, like, we're free in the afternoons. So you might, you're trying to see if there's something on that where you think, well, everybody else will be at work.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And even though there's only six of you in the cinema, there'll be somebody will ruin the experience.
Yeah, he'll manage to sit there two seats behind you. I was at the cinema once. I actually love to meet this man. I'd love to meet him and like tell him it was amazing. He had one packet of crisps, a packet of like rancheros or something, and he managed to make them last for 2 hours, man. 2 hours he got out of one packet of rancheros, and he never stopped eating. Like, that's Jesus Christ loaves and the fishes stuff right there.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So this week we've got 48 hours of utter relaxation for you. It's with Hotel Merrick's signature midweek Spring Madness package, which is available at the moment to book now. You can get it right the way through March. And in addition to this as well, you're going to get upgraded to a suite.
Oh, brilliant.
A suite. And, of course, that is in Hotel Merrick, which is already Galway's most luxurious four-star city centre hotel. So,
I could
swanky.
Pretty much do with a relaxation in the spa suite now after my rant about the cinema there.
Yeah.
Anyway, John Merrick on the phone. Oh, hold on, that's the Elephant Man. John Merrick's the Elephant Man. John Murphy is on the phone to try and win a trip.
No offence, John.
I beg your pardon. It's the Merrick Hotel, John Murphy. How are you, John?
Not too bad. Good, thanks.
Yes, sir. Has everybody been so kind so far?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. John, you are not an animal.
Oh, my God. There's a little bit of a mistake.
Wow.
How are you getting on? How was your weekend, John?
Not too bad. Yeah, all good.
Was it relaxation or what were you up to?
I've been out sick for the last 2 weeks out of work.
So are you serious?
Very relaxing. Yeah.
Nice.
Are you back in work today?
I'm back in work tomorrow.
Oh, right, okay.
And are you feeling better, John? Are you sure you're up to it?
I don't know.
I tell you, don't rush into these things, John. Don't rush in.
Hopefully you're feeling a little better than what I thought you were there a few minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully I look a bit better.
John, we'll do our best here. We're on your side. Let's see what we can get out of it.
Yeah, 60 seconds ready to go.
Okie dokie.
Best of luck. Here we go.
What city is further south, Cape Town or Calcutta?
Cape Town.
Yeah, is the polar bear a carnivore or a herbivore?
Carnivore.
The term Ming Dynasty refers to a period in the history of what country?
China.
What sea is the hardest skin that surrounds the edges of the fingernail and toenail?
Cuticle.
What name is the character played by David Jason in Only Fools and Horses?
Del Boy.
In golf, against who did the USA play for the Ryder Cup?
Europe.
What country does champagne come from?
France.
Which Scottish football team won 9 league championships in a row between 1989 and 1997?
Celtic.
It was Rangers. Which film starred both of its writers, Matt Damon or Ben Affleck?
Oh, pass.
Good Will Hunting. Which surname is shared by the actors Hugh and Richard E?
Grant.
Which ancient civilization built the Acropolis in Athens?
The Greeks.
It was, yeah. Which was the only one of the seven dwarfs whose name began with the letter G?
Grumpy.
Yes, yay! It is. Grumpy like myself this morning. And an awful crank given out about people.
Right, I think that wasn't a bad L go, John. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 I make it. 10 correct answers.
Yeah, pretty
answers.
Good score, John.
Yeah.
Lovely.
You happy enough with that, John?
Happy enough with that, yeah.
For a man who's coming off, for the man who's coming off the back of a very serious illness,
very
if you were to listen to PJ.
That looks like the elephant man.
Well, you know what I mean? I think you did extremely well, John. Well done.
Listen, thanks very much.
Stay well and enjoy getting back to work. Take care of yourself, man.
Cheers, thanks very much.
See you, John. Bye-bye.
So there we go. Score of 10 to start us off this week. Not too bad, not too shabby.
Not too bad at all. I think he did well. He was sort of doubting himself there.
Yeah.
He was laughing at himself for saying Greek and it was the right answer.
He got off to a bit of a dodgy start. I think you threw him with the whole elephant man thing.
It's as if I don't make these mistakes every day. I mean, will you just get over it?